local content, locally owned, locally produced. The Brandt Advocate. It's not a traditional newspaper, but a monthly free publication that goes beyond the stories of the day. Explore what motivates, celebrates, and entertains the people of Brandt County. Look for the Brandt Advocate in participating businesses and in select regions through the Brandt News. To find out more, visit their website at brandtadvocate.com. The Brandt Advocate, a voice for the stories of Brandt.
Welcome to the Brandt Advocate podcast. I am your host, Mark LaFerriere. You can find me on Twitter at Mark LaFerriere. And we are listening to Peter Katz. That's Katz, K-A-T-Z. Check him out at peterkatz.com. He is a great musician that I was able to discover through my great friend Stu Saunders from Youth Leadership Camps Canada. He wrote this song, this amazing song, for the Ontario Student Leadership Conference. And it's called A Place Called Canada. And it's a great patriotic song. So listen up, and we'll be back with tons of focus on Why Not Youth Drop-In and Trevor Beecraft. This is a place where you love who you love, only you to decide. This is a place where wishes and dreams go beyond where the eyes can see. And they can see so far. By the time you arrive, oh, oh. Out in the fields here, hope is a seed you can water and watch it grow. I'm really proud of today's episode of the Brandt Advocate podcast. This episode is featuring, focusing on Why Not Youth Drop-Ins and Trevor Beecraft specifically, one of the little engines that can when it comes to Why Not and their impact on this community and all of their different sites, including Brantford, Paris, and more. Why Not's a really interesting place. It's somewhere where I've had the pleasure of going many times. At my work as a social worker, I've done drop-in there on a regular basis for about a year. And whenever I get social work students, I make sure that that's part of their placement, is to go to Why Not and understand what's happening on a first-hand basis with a lot of the youth in our community. Some of whom struggle, some of whom don't, to be frank, but some of whom really struggle with some very adult issues. And sometimes they struggle with adults who are creating those issues. So it's pretty amazing to see that sort of community building with young people in a positive and healthier way. And Why Not's a big part of that. So I'm happy to have actually had a few different pieces with Trevor for this podcast or about Trevor. So we're going to have this interview with Trevor I was able to get him at a Chamber of Commerce event we were both at. We spoke outside in the cold, and he didn't shiver once. I might have been. So if you hear some teeth clattering, that's me. And then also we have Becca Vandekamp reads one of her stories that she wrote about Trevor as an inglorious hero and a little superhero in Brantford of his very own. And also I give a recording. I did a recording of a speech. I was asked to speak at Why Not from the point of view of a frontline person who has spent time at the centers. And I did that at their big dinner on November 12th. They had a fundraising dinner, which was catered by Mai Tai, which was delicious. And anyway, there was a lot of people there. I'd say over 150 that were there, and it was great. We were watching some of the kids do some of the things that they do, biking, trick bicycling, break dancing. They did a performance of a play, and there were a few speakers that have had some experience with Why Not. I was happy to be one of them to help support that cause. And then also, there's a little commercial Becca Vandekamp did for a fundraising event they're having. So I'll leave that. But I'm just reading on Facebook right now. They are looking for a snowblower. So if you happen to have one or can get your hands on one, please get in touch with Why Not and Trevor or Charlie Kopchuk or whomever, and find a way to get it to them. If you just look up Why Not Youth Drop-In on Google, you will find coordinates, phone numbers, and everything else you might need to get in touch with them. So get in touch with them if you have a snowblower. They're looking for one. They have this great new space, but I imagine the shoveling becomes intense, especially because a lot of the youth want to be outside as well as inside. So you got to make sure that those spaces are free and available and free from snow. So without further ado, I think I say that every week, every month, every podcast. Without further ado, here's a conversation with Trevor Beecraft. All right. I'm at Krabby Joe's right now doing this interview. Now, Trevor Beecraft is this great gentleman who happens to be at Why Not while I work at the Grand River Community Health Center, my full-time job. And that's across the street from one another on Colburn Street. And we were not able to connect over 2 weeks. But we bump into each other at Krabby Joe's at a Chamber of Commerce Young Business Networking event. I'm one of the organizers of that. So I guess I planned a time here with Trevor, but I want to talk to you, Trevor. I want to talk to you about what you do in this community to make this community better. Because according to Becca Vandekamp, who read this awesome thing on this podcast, according to me knowing you for years, I know you to be this genuine, great human being. I'll say all the good stuff so you don't have to, but what is the work you do in this community to make it better?
Well, first, thank you very much for all the accolades. I really appreciate it, and I hope to work always to keep them as deserved, for sure. I prefer to take a humble approach to things. But, you know, as far as the community goes, the truth is this is my home. And investing in your home is not truly a hard thing to do. It may be a hard thing to advocate for, or to speak into, or to be involved in all the time because we get caught up in life's busyness. But I have a tagline that I put on all of my emails that I think sums it up. And that's simply human interaction is more important than financial transaction. And when it comes down to it, the real value in our community isn't the dollars and cents and where money goes and flows. Those things have to happen to live, obviously. But it's about people and about relationship. And I'm so fortunate to work with Why Not City Missions and Why Not Youth Centers. We work with the at-risk youth right on the streets, focusing on bringing and giving kids a hand up and an opportunity to continually have that. And we walk with them in their lives, and we dedicate being in their lives for long periods of time, which makes huge impacts in the inroads, especially in youth-related areas, because you can't force a youth to do anything they don't want to do. But if you're there when they need you, huge impact potential occurs.
Well, and you have to develop a relationship. You know, the worst thing you can be with young people. I spent a little over a year, most weeks, coming out to Why Not. You know, and I've worked as a child and youth worker. I've worked as a camp counselor. I'm very youth focused in a lot of my life. And I got to tell you, the one thing adults often don't get is you can't force it. We used to have this guy at as a child and youth worker. I used to work at Pioneer Youth Services. Great guy. Everybody on staff loved him. Thought he was like the nicest guy we ever met. Yeah. And all of the kids hated him. Like hated him vehemently. Just so and so's coming in. No way. That guy's a loser. I hate that guy. And we all go, what's your problem with this guy? He's wonderful. He's amazing. And then one day I realized something. I was listening to how he talked to us behind the scenes, like, hey, how's it going? Super friendly, super polite, nice guy, great, just best guy I ever met, you know? Yeah. And then we'd hear him with the kids, and he'd be like, hey, buddy. What's going on over there? How can I help? And I remember taking him aside one day and say, you know, you just got to be you.
That's right.
And within 3 months, all the kids in the group home loved him. Yes. They were just like, this guy's one of the best guys. He's so genuine.
Yeah.
That genuine over time in a relationship, especially with some of the youth that are coming to any of these services, whether it's Why Not or other ones, they have a hard time trusting for good reason, because a lot of adults and a lot of people have let them down.
That's right. And in many cases, they put up so many testers and so many blockers that they'll put you through the ringer just to see if you're even genuine to what you say. They'll test everything you put out there. If you say you're there to help them, they're going to test that to the max. They're looking for you to be like everyone else they feel in their life and turn your back on them.
Because why wouldn't you be?
And that's exactly right, yeah. Yeah, it was very well said what you're saying, because the genuineness is the key aspect, and it's that relationship. I love a quote from Lee Iacocca, who was the man responsible for turning around Chrysler, and he says, I know nothing about automobiles. I couldn't tell you the difference between the front tire and the back, or how you would balance any or do anything, he says, but I know people. And when it comes down to it, in business and in everything we do and everything in our community, it's relationship-based and it's about people. And how do we connect with people? We need to invest time. You know, I always say that kids, especially youth, don't spell love, L-O-V-E. They spell it T-I-M-E. They're looking for people to spend time with them. They want to glean from relationships. They want to have healthy relationships. They want to have good female mentors and male mentors in their life that invest in them with time and walk those things and help them through those hard decisions. Everybody can relate to the fact that life intervenes. Our best intentions are obviously usually headed off by life interventions that we didn't expect to come.
There's a lot of roads paved with something like that, isn't there?
There is, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's the blood, sweat, and tears of getting down there with them in the dirt and work with them, because that's where it happens.
So for somebody who doesn't know, whether it's a youth who's interested in coming in, a volunteer who's interested in coming in, or maybe an adult who wants to support this work somehow, what is it exactly that happens at a Why Not Youth Drop-In Center?
Well, the unique thing with Why Not is that we focus on the at-risk youth at the street level. So we're constantly casting out nets to bring kids in that have fallen through the cracks of the system that we currently have. And you know what? There's never going to be a perfect system, because as long as there's different people and different possibilities and different ways of thinking, people are always going to fall through the cracks. But you need to have harvest people that are down there constantly trying to re-bring these people back into the mainstream and give them opportunity that they may have missed earlier on. And so an average night for us is, 35, 40 kids coming down, drama, crying about, oh my gosh, I've been dating so-and-so for 3 days and they're leaving me and my life is over, and helping them really just survive those teenage years, those tumultuous years, as Charlie Kopchak, our executive director, puts, those tumultuous years, we help them survive that time frame. I mean, we have all come through it, and some of us can break free of it and others get locked into it. And so we're just there to love it. It's all about grace. I mean, really, when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, grace, grace, grace. We have some very standard policies that have made us successful, I think, and that's one: we never will ban a kid, forever. We can ask them not to come for a week or so as a form of punishment because of something that they have done. And
really, at that point, that's a consequence of something. That's actually a lesson to learn. Like, look, if you were to do this anywhere else, you might be banned for life. But here, 2-3 weeks, come back with a different attitude, a different mentality, and miss this and come back and appreciate it.
Absolutely. And you know what? They earn it. Because it's a testing thing. If you just drop them at the drop of a hat and never deal with them again,
That's what everybody else has done.
And if you want to have impact in somebody's life, and I'm not talking just about youth here, but if you want to have impact in anybody's life, you have to be in for the long term. It has to be a life, a commitment on a long-term level. The average youth that we're with now, we work with youth between 13 and 18, but we have relationships that span much beyond that. I would say our average relationship time is anywhere between 7 and 10 years with a kid. So we're seeing them in the 20s and the 25, 22s. They're coming back to us. And in the younger years, they're showing us their prom dresses and their tuxes, because at home there's not an interest per se. So, it's an exciting thing to be a part of, for sure.
And then on a practical level, I mean, I know, having spent time there, that sometimes they'll be playing video games, sometimes they'll be playing pool, sometimes they'll be having pizza or hot dogs, some sometimes they'll be learning breakdance. As I said in the speech that's going to play at this podcast, or may have already, depending on where I edit it, I have done breakdancing at Why Not at Heritage next door. And you know, at different programs at different locations. What are the locations right now?
Yeah, we have a location in Paris, we have one in St. George, and we have one here in Brantford right now. Unfortunately, we just had to close down the Burford. There just wasn't enough financial stability and enough volunteer base in to be able to maintain it, and which is sad. But you know what? We'll go back into that community in a heartbeat if the door was to open, for sure.
And if people did want to support Why Not, where can they find you online, and what can they do to help support the cause?
Yeah, obviously www.whynotyouthcenters.com, and it's the Canadian spelling for youth centers, so not it's R-E-S, not E-R-S, and otherwise you won't get to us at all. For sure, go that way. One of our ongoing campaigns, and one of the things we need the most, is that monthly contribution. So we have a program called 25 Let's Youth Thrive. You can go to Canada Helps, set things up on your credit card, $25 a month, money will come to us. It's a great way to give us stability, to have impact in the youth's life every month. You know, it's hard to pay the hydro bill in June if you're not getting money till December. Mm-hmm. And so there's those practical ways. But even more than that, what we really truly need is men and women willing to come down and pony up the guts to stand in front of a bunch of kids and become a mentor to them, because they sorely need that. You know, it takes a community to raise a child. It's not just a one person, one thing. It's not just the parents that have to have impact. It's not, you know what, we as a community have to take responsibility for our youth, and that's where it begins.
And just to give people an idea, I mean, yeah, there are you know, volunteers who are university college students, but there are a lot of volunteers who aren't. There are volunteers who are in their 40s and 50s. I don't want to out anybody as an old man, but you know who you are if you're listening to this, old man.
That's right. You know, the neat thing is, as much as I appreciate the accolades again from earlier and stuff, this isn't a one-man show. I mean, you know, with Why Not, Charlie and Sue are executive directors and founders of our, but it's, you know what, it's the volunteers. It's the heart of a volunteer. Nothing confuses a kid from the street than somebody doing something for nothing, mm-hmm. and there's no catch. They're always looking for the angle. They're always looking for, how's this going to affect me? Where's the cost factor going to be on my part? And when you come to them with purity and say, listen, I'm just here to help you out, dude. No catch, no nothing. And it just boggles their mind, because they haven't seen compassion in their lives, and they don't understand it. And so it impacts them deeply. And you know, if you can make a 1-degree course change in a 13-year-old's life, you're going to change what that person looks like at 40. And they may not no longer need the system or be on the system at 40. But if you're trying to do it at 30 and 40,
so much more difficult,
because there's a setting in the ways, a mindset that's been locked in. And not only that, but hopelessness has come into the life. When they're young, you have an opportunity to reignite the spark of hope. And that's there's nothing more beautiful than seeing it happen. You know, I tell people, I don't have a job, I have a purpose. And it's easy to get up every day and go to your purpose. It's hard to go to a job if you have to do it, right? So, you know, again, I consider myself very, very fortunate, incredibly thankful for the great people I get to work with, and organizations like yours, the GRCHC, all of the community partners is what makes this thing great, the fact that we're all willing to invest in these kids.
Absolutely. Helping them at an early stage in life make those important early decisions with a little more information, a little more hope, a little more support. And I think it's so vital. I want to thank you. You know, Trevor really walks the walk. We are outside without our jackets on in a cold December at this Young Business Networking event. It's warm inside and there's food that we're missing out on, and you can tell he must spend a lot of time outside at Why Not as well, because I'm starting to shiver, and yet he seems very, very even and well heated. So I just want to thank you for being on the podcast, and we'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Excellent talk with Trevor. Trevor's a great guy. And speaking of great people, we have Becca Vandekamp, who writes for us often, writes very, very well. Some of her columns are amongst our most popular of all time on the brantadvocate.com website. She's been a regular on the podcast and on the television show, and she agreed to do a reading of one of her stories. This is a story called Inglorious Heroes, and it's Becca's take on Trevor and the work he does, and Why Not in general. So let's have a listen, narrated by the author, Inglorious Heroes by Becca Vandekamp.
Hi, my name's Becca Vandekamp, and I'm going to be sharing a piece that I wrote for the Brant Advocate back in December of 2011. It's called Inglorious Heroes, and I hope you enjoy it. It's 2 a.m. when he lays down his hammer. Aside from the scattered hubs of nightlife, the city is quiet. After the short drive home, he crawls into bed beside his wife and tries to sleep away the exhaustion. He's not a big shot or a guy you see out much. He doesn't have a fancy title or even income security. On the outside, he's a pretty regular man, but he is one of Branford's many superheroes. For the last month, Trevor Beecraft, the regional director of Why Not City Missions, has been working feverishly to finish the renovations on Why Not Youth Center's new building on Colburn Street so that its services could resume. It's not glorious work by a long shot. We don't often juxtapose rustling old beams and itchy pink insulation out of basements with the deeds of childhood superheroes like Spider-Man and Wolverine. Maybe it's the fact that superheroes like Trevor wear ratty jeans and paint-splattered t-shirts while on the job, instead of fancy tights or cool capes. Or maybe, according to a less fun but more realistic argument, it's because comic books simply aren't written about guys like Trevor. The fact is that comic books aren't written about any of the Trevors out there. The teachers who go above and beyond, the leisure-sacrificing moms who want to bring their kids up right, the jaded mentors, the volunteer coaches, or the kids who take care of their grandmother's property. Comic books feature buffed-up dudes in action at epic scenes, getting wide attention that they usually claim to never have sought. But our heroes, the ones in our community who change lives, who change cities, don't get credit. There's no dazzling uniform and no exclamation marks appear at the end of caps-locked sentences and bubbles besides snazzy caricatures on the pages of colorful leaflets. Nope. It's working away in ratty old jeans to the tunes that screech from static-filled radios at 2 a.m. while nailing in baseboards. And don't get me wrong, hats off to Captain Kindness for being such a nifty manifestation of proactivity in the Branford community. We all need reminders to show neighborly love, because kindness totally breeds kindness. I hope that kindness's red and black mascot serves as a catalyst for the birth of more and more inglorious heroes. That said, there are a number of incredible people who I've met during my years in Branford who deserve to put the word hero on their resumes. I've raised my battered green water bottle in their directions. Cheers to the selfless community advocates, the politicians and family folks, the idealistic youth and the hardworking adults. To the individuals and to groups, I pray that your efforts never become a reward-seeking endeavor, but that you continue to do things simply because they are good. Right now, though, I present to you a sincere thank you for the devotion you give to your causes. It was meeting people like you that had a huge impact on my life and the way I live it today. Don't ever underestimate the value of your work. Think about the people who've had profound impacts on your life. How many of them have you actually thanked? Chances are, a lot of people probably should have thanked you, even for doing tasks as tedious as nailing in baseboards. Those of you who are Trevors out there, keep your figurative tights on, because you're making a world of difference. This holiday season, why not show someone special you're thinking about them by getting them tickets to the Valentine's Day dinner and dance for Why Not City Missions. Tickets are available at $120 per couple or $60 per single for an amazing evening at the Northridge Banquet Hall in Branford. The evening will take place on Saturday, February 15th, 2014. It's a silent auction, door prizes, cash bar, and cocktails starting at 6:30, with dinner and a dance following. Contact Andy at Why Not Youth Centers at 519-209-3161.
Thank you, Becca. We have one last little piece here on the spoken side, the focus on Why Not. Again, I was able to speak at a recent fundraiser for Why Not, and it's great when you're able to do a bit of a live recording. It's a different feel. So, yeah, there was over 150 people on November 12th at this fundraiser. And, yeah, I just, you know, I could repeat it verbatim. I could have done this as an intro or outro, but I thought, you know, the what I said at this fundraiser is exactly what I meant, and it's worth a listen. So if I do say so myself, and I guess I am saying so myself, maybe I need a co-host on the show. But until we get that, what I'm going to do is just play a little bit of a recording of a speech I was happy to give, a talk I was happy to give to convince people to donate to Why Not. So find Why Not online, check them out on Facebook and on their website. And if you have the chance, if you have the opportunity, please donate your time, donate some money if you have some money to give during this season. The other thing that you can always do is you know, recommend to youth you might know that they if they're bored, if they're maybe need some mentoring, that they take a gander at Why Not. And then after that, we're going to go right into another song called The Camp Song by Peter Katz. Again, I want to thank Stu Saunders at YLCCStu on Twitter for introducing the music of Peter Katz to me. So Peter Katz, PeterKatz.com is where you go to learn more about Peter, and he's touring quite a bit in December, January, February, March. You can see all of those postings for his shows, and you can also follow him on Twitter at Peter Katz Music. So again, that's KATZ. And tell him you heard the podcast, and tell him that you like his music. This song is called The Camp Song, and as a longtime camp person, I definitely can relate. A lot of great changes happen at camp. So I had a pretty cool youth-themed show, if I do say so myself. And again, I do, because we need co-hosts. So until we get that going, please take a listen to what I had to say at the Why Not fundraiser, and then chill out with some Peter Katz talking about The Camp Song and singing about it. Great, great artist, and thank you so much for this edition. We're going to have a great 2014 up ahead. And until next time, keep on advocating. You might have seen I had a bit of a limp. If I say anything silly, I apologize. I I blew my sciatic on the weekend. So I got about 2 hours of sleep last night uninterrupted, which I was really thankful for. But I wasn't going to miss this. And unfortunately, I have to leave after I speak. I do a group for men. Men who've fallen through the cracks, called I'm a Kind Man. And there are a lot less people maybe using a program like that, because there are a lot more youth using a program like the one that's been started by Why Not. I had an amazing opportunity. When I first started at the health center, I'm a social worker there, we didn't have a full client roster. And they said, what do you want to do with your time? And so for a little over a year, at least one night a week, I went to Why Not, did drop-in. I didn't have to work nights, but I knew what you did there. And, you know, you're looking at the drama that's happening. And kids, this is the oldest thing I've ever said. Kids today have a lot of choices to make. And they're not easy choices. In fact, they're often very difficult choices. And I won't get into some of the stories that I heard in my, you know, one day a week at the Paris or Brantford Why Not, but some of them were really tough, really adult decisions. And I come from that background myself, personally. And I wish Why Not was around when I was a 14-year-old living in Eagle Place, right? I wish those opportunities were there. And as the opportunities, as the programs grow, as they expand, the opportunities for our youth expand. Programs like Why Not. I now live in Paris, Ontario, maybe four blocks from the Why Not there. I am so glad there is a Why Not in my neighborhood. I talk to the kids there when I go, and I'd say the problems, the issues were very different than the ones in Brantford. Brantford was, I'm going to try and be delicate. Brantford was a little more hardcore, some of the issues, a little more street level. And you go to Paris, and kids there they have issues too, but they're different. They're different issues. Sometimes around addiction, sometimes around drinking in public, sometimes around drugs in a different way. But they were just so thankful, and this is one of the things Why Not does better than almost anybody, is they wrap themselves around what the community needs, not what Why Not thinks they might need, right? So in Paris, the programs are very different, because the culture is a little different, because the problems are a little different. So So I talk to kids at Why Not in Paris, and they'd say, I'm just so glad there's something to do on a Friday night in Paris. Right? And you know what they're not doing because of that? They're not getting into worse trouble. They're not getting into issues that might affect them. They're making friends. They're talking about things like college and university and getting jobs and volunteering. They're talking about things that will help them get out of whatever situation they're in. Now, when I see what's happening in Brantford, and we're right across the street, we love partnering with Why Not at the health center. Our homeless outreach coordinator, he's had an office there in the past. I still have students. I have master students who come in and they say, what am I going to do when I'm on your placement? And I say, well, 25% of your placement is going to be outreach at places like the Seniors Resource Center and Why Not. And invariably, they say something like, but I'm here to get my master's. Right? Like, this isn't what I signed up for. And invariably, by the end of their time with us, the 6 months, they say, thank you so much for sending me to Why Not, because that's where I learned. Right? That's where I learned what's going on. That's where I got some perspective. When I was a kid, we used to have police officers who come to our high schools, and they come for about 2 years. And I would say, oh, that's for the school. But if it's for the school, why don't you stay for 8, 10, 15 years? You know, you get really good at it, then you have to leave. And one of the police officers who I now work with at Mohawk College, Dave Sinclair, said to me, actually, that's for us. That's for us to realize that the kids we meet, the kids that are in trouble, the kids we're arresting, we see them in their high school setting, and we see they have problems. We see they have real life issues. We see they have all of these things going on, and we see them as people, not as problem kids. And I think anybody wanting to get involved in the helping fields in Brantford should spend time at Why Not, because they'll see people as people. So again, as their programs expand, yes, I've actually breakdanced at Why Not. I promise you. Maybe that's why I have the sciatic problem today. But as those programs expand, the opportunities expand. So if you're able to support them, and you are, you're here. If you're able to support them, opportunities for young people in this community will expand, which means opportunities for all of us will expand. And it's a great neighborhood place. Thank you.
Some things don't. trees. It's more than the summer breeze. The smell of rocks and water washing over me. It's more than the orange fire. It's more than the fishing wire. It's more than the cabin walls or that morning bugle call. It's something you can't touch, but you can hold so dear. And maybe it's not. But I'll be back next year. I'll be back next year.
Oh, it won't be long till the summer comes.
I'll be back next year.
Tree.
Oh.